school here. We thank you, the church. We thank the faculty. We thank the kids. We have something unique here. We have something good here. Tonight, for a few minutes, I'm going to continue on our theme in our church as far as being distinct. And tonight, for a few moments, I want to speak on a subject that I entitled Distinct in Our Education. Distinct in Our Education. Derek already read Deuteronomy. I'm going to look at Romans chapter number 2. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2. Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2. Distinct in our education. Let's pray and we'll begin. Father, thank you, God, for your goodness to us. God, we thank you, God, for our school, our church. Father, we thank you for the godly philosophy that we have. And God, that we are distinct. And we're distinct because of what you've given us here. And I pray as I speak for a few moments, I pray that you meet with us. I pray as it's just a reminder of what we have and what you've done for us. I pray, God, that you would just help us to determine, God, to continue. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12 and verse number 2, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Distinct is a recognizable difference. Webster tells us that it's literally having the difference marked, separated by a visible sign or by a note or mark as a place distinct by name. It's so separated as not to be confounded with any other thing. It's clear, not confused. To reason correctly, we must have distinct ideals. We have a distinct or indistinct view of a prospect. We have something here that is distinct. What do we have? Why is our education, why is our school here distinct? I believe, first of all, we have a distinct foundation. We have the Bible. In the book of Luke, the Bible talks about a man that goes out and builds his house. And he gives us two scenarios, and you know the scenarios. He talks about one man that builds his house upon a rock. And he says in Luke that that man that built his house upon a rock, it says that that man dug deep. And he shored up his foundation on a rock. And when the winds came and the storms blew, when it all came, that house was not shook. Why wasn't it shook? Because it was founded upon a rock. It was built upon a rock. But then he says that there was another man who built his house upon the sand. And I'm sure that man too thought he had, as he was building, a good foundation. I'm sure that man, as he was digging his foundation, I'm sure he probably thought that he was digging deep enough. And I'm sure that he, as he looked at his house, he probably stood back and said, "This house is going to stand." But we know that when the winds came and the storms came, that house fell. Why? Because that house did not have a good foundation. Well, you know what we have here? We have a school that has a good foundation. And this is why. We have a school here whose foundation is God's holy word. This book is our foundation. We base our life on the fact here that God is. Not that God was, not that God will be. We base our religion, our fact, our everything on the fact that God is. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the ruler. He is the creator. He is. God is. We're distinct in that. We believe it. That's our foundation. It determines our foundation. The God's word determines our worldview in matters. It determines our worldview. When I think of things that are happening in the world, I base my thinking on what this book says. I base it on this. When I think, and you hear the controversies, all the controversy. Now you hear the states are voting with the abortion things now. We have no, I don't have a, it's wrong. I don't have a problem with it. You see, I have a distinct foundation. And my foundation determines my worldview. And the Bible says that those things are world. I'm not confused. Homosexuality is wrong. I'm not confused. The Bible says it is. And because we have a strong foundation, it determines my worldview of matters. I have to think, when I'm thinking about what's happening in the world, what does God think? Amen. What does God think? If we can't get to that, why is our country in such a mess? Because nobody's worried about what God thinks. Our foundation is God-centered. It's our core. When you look at the secular education, you know what the philosophy is. It's a humanistic philosophy. It's a man wanting life without God. And what is the core of humanism? I believe the core of humanism is rebellion. It's a rebellion against God. It's atheistic. It believes in evolution. And that's what secular education teaches. We're not against public schools. We pick up hundreds of kids every week that go to public schools. We love those kids. We'll do anything we can for those kids. We're not against the public schools. We're against the philosophies. And the philosophy that the public schools are teaching is a humanistic philosophy, and it's against God. We have to say, that's not our distinction. That's not our distinction. Don't look at us and say that's us. Because we believe that God is. And humanistic philosophy says that God isn't. That God isn't. First of all, we have a distinct foundation. Second of all, we have a distinct purpose. We have a distinct purpose. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1, the Bible says, Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. We have a distinct purpose here. You know what we want every one of our kids to do and to be? We want them to be Christ-like. We want them to be like Jesus. We want them to be like Jesus. They just sang a song, Lord, send me anywhere. We're about to see some kids walk down the aisle. We want every one of these children that are graduating tonight to be used of God. We don't want to think who's not going to make it. We don't want to think who's not going to be here in 12 years. We don't want to think who's not going to walk across this platform. You see, we have a distinct purpose. And it is our purpose that each and every one of our children be just like Jesus. Just like him. What's wrong with that? We want to teach every child to have a biblical worldview. We want every child to have this in their core. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You know, if our kids get that, we're going to change this country. We're going to change this country. Their labor is not in vain. You see, here in our Christian education, we have, this is what I called it, a not-for-profit education. Lay that one up. It's a not-for-profit education. We're not educating our kids to be a success in the world. Sorry. We're not educating our kids to be something great in the world. Sorry, we have a not-for-profit education. We want them to say this, God, send me anywhere. Amen. And if it's to, like Derek said, if it's to go be a businessman, God, send me anywhere. Amen. Right. Right. But today we have kids that are just doing this, reaching, and it's not for Jesus. It's not for Jesus. Why won't kids surrender? Why won't they say, Lord, here am I. Send me. For some kids that if they walked the aisle would probably came in. You say you're making fun? No, I am not. I am not. God knows my heart. I am not making fun of anyone. I am not. I'm telling you, I'm just simply saying this. If they found a closet and got in a closet and they came out of that closet, I tell my... We as parents, we could pretty much tell the direction our kids are going to go. And I say this because they develop patterns. They develop patterns. And if you see a good pattern, when they walk out of that closet and they say, hey, Dad, God wants me to be an astronaut. And, you know, he wants me to fly to the moon. And he has a good pattern. I said, well, let's look at it. Let's look at it. But the kid can't pass out a track. The kid can't pray. He can't get out. He comes out of that closet. And we as parents know this, right? So it's not like, you know, we got to scratch our head and you know, shake our, you know. He comes out of that closet. And he says, Dad, I'm going to be an astronaut. God wants me to be an astronaut. A what? No, you've been in outer space. Bring your little body back down to Earth. You see, we have a distinct purpose. We have a distinct purpose, and that purpose is simply this. Surrender your life to God. That's all. Surrender your life to God. And you won't be sorry. You won't be sorry. We have a distinct purpose. Number three, we have a distinct method. We have a distinct method. When I came to Fairhaven, I came here in 1977. And I got, you know, woken up real fast here at the school. Woken up real fast. There was a teacher and she did not like me. She did not like me. Her name was Mrs. Heck. She did not like me, okay? She gave me a demerit for walking in the door before a girl one time. Oh, yeah, she did. And I'm like, what is that? I survived. It was hard. I'll continue with this. But our method is distinct because of the structure. The rules. The teachers. The material. When I came here, I didn't like the rules. We never stood up at Barker. Michigan City Schools never stood up. I raised my hand sometime, I think. I know I did here. And then we had to stand up when the teachers came in the room. Now, what is that? What in the world? And then you had to say, sir, and no, sir. After a couple of weeks. Now, I know my son's like this too with me, but I hated ties. I had two ties. I had a black clip-on and a blue clip-on. That's it. And my mother, I don't know if she would remember this. After two or three weeks in school and all the rules, I went home and I said, Mom, I'm done with that place. I'm done and I'm not going back. And I'm so glad my mother said this. I said, Mom, I'm done with that place because I got to wear ties. And I hate ties. I hate them to this day. I hate ties. I hate them. And I'm not going back to that school. Mama said, yes, you are. And I'm so glad she did. You see, I didn't like the rules. I didn't like the material. I didn't like the fact that I was being taught responsibility. You got to get your work done. You see, we're distinct in that. Because you got to get your work done, kids. You got to get your homework done. Our foundation tells us that. The Bible says do all things decently and in order. We're distinct in our structure. We're distinct in our discipline. We have to keep the rules. There's the matter of being taught some self-control. You can't just do whatever you want. You can't just do whatever you want. There has to be discipline. I hated the SWATs. Remember the first time I got SWATs? It was in the old gym. I didn't think they were really going to do it. I was wrong. I was in the gym, and Mr. Yingling came in. He was the principal. He came with his paddle. I'm not lying. That thing was like that long. That thing was so long. He came in with that paddle. He made me go over to the bleachers, bend over. And I went over to the bleachers, and I bent over. And I stood up, and I started walking out of the gym. My youth pastor came in and said, Todd, go back over there. Her husband came. He walked in the gym. He's a mean guy. Walked in the gym. Get back over there. I went back over there. I didn't get very many SWATs that year. I think it was like, for a bus kid coming out of public schools, I was like 16 or 17. I think I had to get one over. Because I moved or something. I don't know. I think he just wanted to hit me or whatever. But it was discipline. And you know what that discipline, our distinct discipline? It said you got to get your work done. You got to do what you're supposed to. You got to obey. An education without discipline is no education. It's no education. When you lose your method, your purpose, and your foundation, what do you have? You see, you can have a school that has a Christian name, Christian teachers, Christian books, but not follow the book. What do you have? Basically, you have a public school. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Oxford, once Christian, they were started by preachers or named after someone that was a Christian. Princeton's crest is still this, under God, she flourishes. We compete against schools in the high school that once had a Christian label. But they got away from their method. They got away from their purpose, and they got away from their foundation. And you walk into the school and you wonder what you have. The supposedly Christian school. You see, we have a mission statement here at the church. And our mission statement here says that we're going to follow this book. And as long as we do that, we're going to have a Christian education. And we'll have a Christian school. And it's up to all of us, not just the pastor and the staff and the faculty, but it's up to all of us. It's up to every one of us. Kids, it's up to you. The devil's going to come in and he's going to say, break the rules. Break the rules. Cheat. Let me tell you what's going to happen if we let it go. The foundation is going to be destroyed. And if the foundation be destroyed, what will the righteous do? We got to keep it. And it's up to all of us. It's not just up to the teachers. Oh, they're mean. Do what you're supposed to. Good to say, no, that boy, he's a good boy. That girl, she's a good girl. They do their work. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. We're about to see some kids walk down this aisle. We want every one of them in this distinct place to have in their hearts, God, use me, send me anywhere. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the distinction that we have here at our church. And Father, we thank you for those that are on the tower watching out for us. God, keep an eye, God, out for wolves and so many different things that want to come in and destroy what we have here. Father, I pray that all of us would do our part, that all of us would be alert, all of us would be conscious and mindful. God, to keep track, to be vigilant, because we do know that the devil, as a roaring lion, is out to destroy. God, thank you for our school. Thank you for this graduation. God, be with these kids that are graduating, Father. Thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen.